can keep in mind. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. With Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for December 20th, episode 68.
Curry and the Keeper.
Hello. Hello, my queen.
Your snow queen?
You are my snow queen. Oh. Hello, beautiful.
Hello, my love.
Everyone's like, oh, really? really? Cheers me. Let's cheers. You got your 6-ouncer there? Woo, yeah. Party time. Okay, white wine today, ladies and gentlemen.
It looks like water. Doesn't it look like water?
Well, it's funny because your glass, well, mine is has a little condensation.
Mine is an old, it's all the Beckard Vineyards.
Yeah, I have
glass.
The Signor Vineyards.
Signor.
Yeah, Signor.
We don't have white wine glasses.
Here we go. These are white wine glasses.
I know, but I mean, we don't have
set. Yeah. No, we don't.
We have half logo glasses.
We don't even, not even using sippy cups.
No?
Okay, hold on. Let's go. Oh, that is fruity.
It's fresh.
Okay, this is from... Hello. This is from our package that we got from Vaudeville, from the Vaudeville Wine Club. Yes. Dylan is the Somme.
The Somme.
The Somme.
Yes.
And he chose, this is from Australia, from Barossa Valley, Australia. This is the Torbreck. Very young wine, 2022.
Oh.
That's what you taste. Oh. Very young. Can you tell me what notes you taste?
Oh, let me
try it again.
Let's try it again.
Yeah, okay, let's see. Because I have it here. It's 13% alcohol, by the way.
Mm. Is there pear?
No.
Oh.
No.
Is there... hold on. Let me see.
Come on, you can do it. I know you can do this. Located in southern Australia, the Barossa Valley is easily one of the most remarkable wine production regions in the world.
I know. Grapefruit.
Well, citrus.
Okay.
Citrus blossom. Lifted citrus noted of lemon and lime.
Oh.
Balanced with citrus blossom. Medium body, tangy, acidity, and waxy.
Ooh, waxy.
It's waxy, everybody.
Annette would probably like this.
Because
she loves her lemon lime
stuff. Semillon, I think, was one of the early white wine grape varieties planted by the first settlers 160 years ago.
Oh.
The Mediterranean climate and careful farming has created a heritage of old. Why are we drinking the 2022? Where's my 160-year-old version?
I mean, they put that in our bag? Like, hello?
Thank you, Dylan.
Seems,
thank you.
Not as...
Well, yeah. It's nice. It's nice to have... It's refreshing. It's nice to have something different.
Yes.
Seeing as I'm all out of Nog.
Finally.
Although I'm allowed to drink the Nog again... Friends of mine are literally saying, hey, man, if she's giving me a hard time, I could sneak you some Nog, man. I can get you, I get you some of the good stuff.
Get you a Nog under the door. Get you your Nog.
We have a lot to talk about.
We do.
There's a lot of things going on.
Oh, my gosh. This has been quite the week.
Yes, quite the week. A lot of dynamite things happening.
Yeah. But let's recap the...
Tannenbaum Ball.
The big Tannenbaum Ball.
This was... Now, first of all... You looked dynamite in that dress.
Oh, thank you,
sweetheart. I mean, for all the whining and groaning
and the Spanx testing,
which was you didn't need any of that. You know, if I had to hear one more time, I look like a sausage in a casing.
I got a lot of compliments on the dress.
No kidding,
yeah,
but just you're beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful.
Thank you.
This was...
And I did my own hair. Two people said, did you get your hair done? And I said, no,
me,
I did my own hair.
I did, with an assist.
Oh.
I did assist.
Oh, yeah. How?
I sprayed some spray on the back. I moved a little strand out of the way. You're like, is this okay back here? I said, hold on a second. Let me assist. You saw me assist. Yeah, you had your hair. It was cool. Like,
yeah.
In a, with a beret off to one side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And people thought you had it done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Somebody asked me where I got it done. I'm like, Shay Tina Curry.
Yes. And Adam as the assistant.
Was the assistant.
So this was, this is a benefit dinner. It's a big one. This is kind of a
fundraising event.
Yeah, but this is a big one where a lot of people from Fredericksburg came.
Oh, the who's who. And you were working the room campaigning. Seriously, you were shaking hands. You were holding babies.
Karen,
you're petting dogs.
My campaign manager, she's like, come over here. You got to meet Kyle Biederman. You got to meet, because he's running for Congress. And you gotta, have you seen him yet? I'm like, okay. She was totally.
Yeah, Karen. She's on it. She's they know everybody.
Moving and shaking.
They know everybody. Yes.
Moving and shaking. Yeah. Now, this was pretty much the Bridge Church posse. Everyone was there.
A lot of people from Bridge Church. But, I mean, Pastor Jimmy and our regular posse was there.
Who was missing?
There was additional people there, though, too, that we didn't know that went to. That go to Bridge
right,
Church.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But we had two
Who
tables, which is kind of our
I think
our,
everybody
our
was there. Yeah. Yeah. The Jacksons and the Maseranos and the Maseratis
and the Maseratis, the Jackson Five.
The Wilmans. They yes, were all there.
Everyone was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was fun.
And Pastor Jimmy and Dame Annette, yes. Which was nice.
Yes. Yeah.
And
she still hasn't given me my earrings back. She calls me. She's like, I don't have any earrings. Can you bring me earrings? I'm like, sure. So I brought her two of them. And so she, of course, I didn't think to take them home at night.
Well, no, of course
not. And so I show up at church on Sunday. I'm like, nice earrings. She's wearing my earrings.
She's like, well, I can just have them, can't I?
I know. And she says, I wore them so that I can give them to you. Yeah, that was Sunday. Okay. Today's Wednesday. I haven't seen it. No, I'm
good
teasing.
One. Good
They're
one.
Great earrings. Good if I one. Had a second pair, I'd give those to her, but we can share them. Yeah. I'll share.
So I thought the auction items that I had arranged were a success. I think everything got its number. I did. Yeah.
You did a good job. Everything on the committee.
Hit its number.
And we actually won one item that I wanted, which was the champagne tasting
at Six Twists. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. We put it on the silent auction.
We did that. So now we've got to select six friends who I already know we're going to go with us.
Only our closest friends.
Well,
if
no,
you're not in that, if you're not in that group, you're not our closest.
We
got to
do the Sparkle Meister and her husband,
Sparkle Meister,
which is Debbie
Todd. The Sparkler,
and then of course Andrea and David, of course, and then of course Pastor Jimmy and Annette. So we get to taste some champagne.
Man, it was. I mean, it was okay. So it was a lot of German. A lot of German spoken, which I'm like, yeah, frohe Weihnachten. I'm waiting to talk to some German people. But I did get to talk to Kyle Biederman, who was the state's representative.
And Randy Briley. Briefly.
I got to, because he's our councilman. Yes. He wanted to talk. He said, I got to tell you something. I got to talk to you. And then, you know, during the evening, he was clearly, you know, everyone's, you know.
He was probably campaigning too.
He probably was. and also Paul. From Paul and Brenna.
Yes, from our...
Christ-centered marriage.
Yes, yeah, they were the leaders.
He
was in his full...
In his full...
is he Army?
I think Army, yeah.
Armed Forces.
Full dress uniform. Man, that guy looked handsome.
He's a statuesque man,
yes,
too. Yeah.
He looked handsome.
I didn't know who it was right away.
I almost want to go in the Army just to get that uniform. That looked good. I know you got to do a lot of crap to get that.
I'll buy you one on eBay.
I don't think so. That's stolen valor. No.
Yeah.
No. I think... So first of all, I love hanging out with Pastor Jimmy.
Oh, I know.
Just chatting, we were catching up. Because we hadn't seen each other for almost two
weeks.
No,
we haven't.
I'd been sick, you had been sick, we hadn't seen each other. You know, he was just glowing because so many people that go to our church, who we didn't even know, were coming up to him. Yeah, I think he was even apprehensive about coming at all.
Oh, he had mentioned that in one of his devotionals.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was good. It was like the community. It was a total Stars Hollow vibe.
Oh, and it was beautifully decorated.
How about the band?
Well, a couple things though, which I want to talk about is, so it was beautifully decorated. They had put up Christmas trees and decorated them, and they had this giant stuffed moose. And Susie kept saying, Adam, do not bump into the moose. She was really worried.
Careful
that you were
about the
bump
moose. Why is everyone worried that I'm going to hit the moose?
I don't know.
I'm not going to hit the moose,
I
man.
I don't know. But the one thing that I loved was that I think I had a glass and
We did not drink.
We did not really drink at all. I did not overindulge in the sweets. I did not. And I loved that we could go to an event like this and not overeat, overdrink, and still have the best time.
Mm-hmm. Food was very good.
I thought it was good too.
It was good.
Debbie Debbie thought it was questionable.
No, whatever. I liked it. It was surf and turf. I'm not a big fan of fish and meat at the same time. But the beef was great. The salad, which you didn't eat, the salad was dying. I mean, usually it's rubber chicken, these things. Yeah. I'm like, no, eh, I have a rubber chicken dinner.
Beef tenderloin and salmon.
Well done.
I thought it was good too. I liked it. Yeah. And it was, yes. And so the band, well, how many pieces?
Ten people on stage. Yeah.
And it reminded me of my dad's band.
The music, everything.
All the music, like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
They were called Black Knights, I think. K-N-I-G-H-T-S.
Night Groove. I think it was Night Groove. Mm. Not Black Knights. It was Night Groove or something like that.
Okay, keep going.
But it reminded my dad because they had horns and they had the two women who sang in the group. And the lead singer was the drummer.
The drummer, yeah.
This little guy behind the drums. He was the drummer.
He was kind of
it
a little guy.
It was so fun. It was great dance music that just spans the different decades. And so, of course, we go out there and you have your signature move.
I have my
move,
signature form, three moves.
Flipping around on the dance floor.
And I look over and there's David and Karen, David, Surgeon General, Karen, my campaign manager. And he has the exact same moves I do. I'm like, dude, and he's whipping her around. I'm like, look, watch this. I can do this. Look, and I have one behind the back. You don't have. Look at that. That was very funny.
Like, the dance floor was packed, too.
And we were just like flipping you girls around left and right. Same move. Boom, twirl. Boom, twirl. Bam, in my arm, kiss. Boom, back. Boom, twirl. Behind the back, twirl. That was great.
The dance whirl. It was fun. It was so much fun. Yeah. We loved it. It was a lot.
Even
of
the cleanup, because you had to stay for cleanup.
Yeah, it was.
Even that wasn't too bad.
It didn't take long at all. And and I actually got Annette. Pastor Jimmy and Annette danced one song, and then I got Annette out there because she likes to dance.
She
too.
Does.
So
yeah.
I'm like, you were sitting there talking.
What's up with Pastor Jimmy and the dancing?
I don't know, he's not a dancer. We're just not dancers, you know. But it was so fun. One thing though, I want to say. So Jan was the chair of the whole event, and twice she came up to me and she said, I hope you're watching and taking notes. I hope you're watching and taking notes. I'm like, oh.
There you go.
They want you in.
Yeah, they want you in.
I don't know
in.
About mm-hmm. cheering. That's a mm-hmm. lot of work. It's a mm-hmm. lot of work. I don't mm-hmm. know how much money they raise, but.
Well, it was several $100,000.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. So.
And that goes towards the Historical Society.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Which is quite a preservation they're doing, and it's worth it. I mean, this is a great town.
Yeah, they get a lot of visitors too. So that was like our holiday.
That was our big holiday dance,
everybody.
And I think
it'll probably be our holiday event every year.
Yeah, I think so.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, no, I completely enjoyed it. I've been to many benefits. In fact, we met at one. It was nice to just enjoy. I thought the food itself, the service, presentation, the dessert, whatever, you know. I threw a couple of pralines on a plate, like, here you go, everybody. That was a little bit, that's where someone cut the budget.
You were a little disappointed,
in the dessert. But no, it was, I mean, usually those things are stuffy, boring, and this was kind of fun. And in fact, David, who I met, I had coffee with, Gris. Come on, Sandy.
Oh my
his
gosh,
wife, Sandy.
What is her last name?
Well, he was like
Gasmeyer.
Yes. He was like the MC.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, what's he doing
there?
He
was the MC?
Well,
no.
He did talk for a bit because he introduced everything.
Because his wife chaired the whole live auction.
Right.
So,
okay.
Of course, he went up there.
Right.
When they were making the transition, mm-hmm. I think that's when he got up there.
It's interesting to see who has the juice in our town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, who's the mover and shaker.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, Larry and Jeannie, very, very quiet over there, but everybody knows them.
Oh, well, they've been in the community for a long
power
time.
Power brokers everywhere.
They've been in the community for a long time. We all went in on a live auction item where we're going to all go to Club Charles, so we're excited about that, too.
Yeah. It was all wrong. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for getting those items.
And I fit in my suit perfectly.
You did. And
so
you looked
now,
very handsome.
That's why I had a Whataburger and fries and a chocolate shake on the way home today from Austin.
I know.
Austin.
And like, I'm like, I'm going to make dinner. And you're like, well, I'm not really that hungry.
I didn't say that.
I was like, do you want rice?
No.
I go, do you want rice?
No.
You go, no.
No.
Because I'm loaded up on Whataburger.
This is, and by the way, it doesn't matter what I say right now. That'll be her story. In 100 years from now, you can ask her like, he said, I'm not hungry. No. You said, you're probably not hungry. I said, no, I'm okay. I can have some salmon. Said,
you want some rice?
I said, no, I've had enough bread products. At no point did I say I'm not hungry.
I'm a carnivore.
Yeah, I am a carnivore.
Yes. And you had a shake too?
I did.
Mm.
I did.
Seed oils. Yum.
What, there's no seed oils in shake.
In the burger and fries, there is.
No, Whataburger doesn't do it in seed oils. Uh-huh. No. Okay. Hey, of all the burgers I could have had, Whataburger was the best.
Yeah.
Was the best choice.
Yeah.
You know, I had my hair done, so, you know.
Yes, I know.
Had to go in. I had to go because my lovely hair professional, Johanna, has a sabbatical for January.
And I was surprised when you're like, I'm on my way home. I'm like, oh my gosh.
It was only one hour.
To the blonde squad, I had texted, like, Adam left to go get his 3-hour men's haircut. No. And somebody in the group goes, is he getting one strand of hair cut at a time? Pretty much. I go, no, it's his coffee clutch. No, he's like the Golden Girls.
Totally my coffee clutch. Yeah. And I learn a lot. I learn a lot about what's going on in Austin without actually having to go into
it's
Austin.
It's a boots on the ground.
It is boots on the ground.
But you went to the P.O. box beforehand and came home with a bountiful
gifts. Drop off the P.O. box real quick. And then not only was the P.O. box full, but there was two keys, which means there's two different lockers filled with something, and two yellow cards, which equals a red card. Oh. So I had to ring the bell to get the you want to talk about some of the stuff that people say?
We can do it during the donation segment.
Okay. Yeah. It was just, I mean, the things that you guys are sending us is so fabulous.
And we get
fabulous.
All these lovely Christmas cards, and I love getting the Christmas cards, and every year we're like, we're going to do Christmas cards. And I forget.
But I said, don't deny this. I said about a month ago, should we do our Christmas card? And you went, meh. I said it.
I'm exhausted from all the Christmas shopping that I do, all the wrapping that I have to do. Have you wrapped any presents, by the way?
Not a one.
Yeah, do you even know what's under the tree for other people? Do you have any clue? Do you have any clue?
No.
Yeah.
No, you won't tell me. No. Do you have any clue what's in that closet? Don't go in there.
This is a universal thing, from what I understand, is all the gifts are purchased and wrapped and put under the tree without the husbands even knowing.
Pastor Jimmy's
and
gift.
And they're surprised. They're surprised when everybody opens them.
I know what I'm getting for you.
Yeah.
I know what your gifts are. You don't know all the gifts I have for you.
Oh.
You have no clue.
And there's nothing. Don't even wrap them, because it's going to be Christmas Eve. There's no sense in wasting the paper.
I'm going to wrap them. Oh, here's a cardboard box. Oh, here. Amazon box. Merry Christmas.
Just put a bow on it.
No, I'm going to wrap them. That's half the fun is wrapping them. Are you kidding me?
So are you ready for Christmas?
Except for the wrapping of the gifts, yeah. And I have to still select your card, but otherwise, yes.
Oh, that's right. Cards.
I always get multiple cards, and then
learned your lesson on our second anniversary.
Yes,
that was almost grounds for separation.
Yes, I will not screw up the card, but I get multiple ones, and I let the Holy Spirit tell me which one I need to pick. And then I always have a backup just in case I miss something. Happy birthday with a Christmas tree. No, I learned my lesson.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm about ready. I'm waiting for two more gifts to arrive, which will come. Done with you. Oh. No. And I did pull out the Cuisinart today.
Yeah, when your husband was out, came out of
surgery.
I'm sucking meals through a straw. Where were you? No, we had to rely on the goodness of strangers to feed
friends.
Me.
They're not strangers; they're good friends
to feed me. But no, you were not there for me. Okay.
And I pulled it out to make. Yes. I'm going to cookie swap.
Who are you, cookie swap? What is this?
Listen, I used to make cookies all the time. I won a cookie decorating contest. Did you know that?
Why are you pointing at me?
Oh, sorry.
It's very aggressive. Very aggressive.
So I won this. So my friend Debbie Smith and I, we at the Lutheran school where my daughters went to school and church. We went to church there. And every year they would host this fashion show. Mm. And all the proceeds from the fashion show would go to the teachers' bonuses. Mm-hmm. And so they would have this cookie baking contest. And so you'd come on a Friday and you'd have to drop off your cookies. And of course, me being as competitive as I am, you were planning for a week. And so I made cookie mittens. And then I poked a hole in them. I tied them with a ribbon and put them in a cellophane bag, and I won. So anyway, I haven't done that.
What was it like going to, you went to the Lutheran church? This is way before our current faith journey, of course. Was that
It obviously didn't stick.
No.
It didn't stick. It wasn't the right home for me. So I used to do the whole cookie thing. And then today, since I'm going to the cookie swap, I'm like, I asked my sister about like, well, what's, can you give me a good cookie to make? And so she gave me a recipe for something called Hello Dolly squares. And she's like, it's fan favorite. It's super easy. Was and they're Lisa? So good. Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's what I made while you were traveling to Austin and back, as I made my Hello Dolly squares.
I have to talk about my travel to Austin.
Well, okay. But I'm let sorry. Me finish
okay.
It
finish with your cookies, yeah, man. So okay. Cookie. Great.
That's why I pulled out the Cuisinart. I was like, this is kind of cool. I need to use this more often. I bought it a year ago.
Exactly. More than a year ago, before my operation. Here we are. Look at my teeth.
Okay, I'm done.
Now I'm ready to eat your cookies.
I'm done. I will let you have one.
One? Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you got a pound of fudge today. 2 pounds of fudge today in the mail.
I know.
Anyway. Okay, what were you going to say about your travels to Austin? Oh,
back to you, Bob.
Back to you, Bob. Okay, care.
Don't.
Okay.
So I'm driving and I'm near the drip, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And Hans calls me. Hans, who we went to see.
In Spain.
In Spain, because he was dying, basically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was the whole reason for our trip this summer, was to see him, to pray over him, but really just to see him. Because, like, yeah, I mean, when you saw him, and you had met him 5 years before.
It was shocking. You had met him five years before when he was in
Amsterdam.
Healthy and...
Yeah. And he looked like... Like he was dying of AIDS, basically. Like
it was shocking.
Yeah.
He was half his body weight. And he looked like a full on AIDS.
He had lesions
patient.
And stuff. It was horrible.
His skin was so thin, it would bleed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so he had had cancer and had an operation. But what happened is after that, he started drinking. Mm-hmm. And he basically was a full on alcoholic.
Yeah.
And he was drinking himself to death.
Yes. Yeah.
And
not eating. That's why he was so thin.
He was eating the celery stick with his Bloody Mary in the morning. and I didn't say anything about that per se, but, you know, we prayed over. I had lunch with him again, prayed over, and we prayed together. He was raised Catholic, so he was, you know, he was into it. And he had called me 2 months ago. He says, Adam, because he had had a horrible fall. He went into rehab center, which was a rehabilitation, not a dry out clinic. And he called me and said, Adam, I'm 30 days sober. And I was so happy. And he called me today, and the minute I hear his voice, he's like, oh my God, Cons, you sound like you used to sound. He says, yep, 90 days sober.
Oh, I know. I love
that.
And then
he flipped on the video. I'm like, oh my God, you're back.
Oh.
And he says, thank you guys for praying for me. And he's, he's doing his AA meetings. But it was just that, because I pray for him every single day. Please, Lord, please keep the demon of addiction away from him. Mm-hmm. And I said, praise the Lord, brother. Look at what's going on. You. He's like, absolutely.
Yes.
He's like, yep, definitely.
For sure.
So hopefully he'll also keep up his prayers and Bible reading. I'm not pressing him on that yet.
Right, exactly.
But let's start one step at a time. Yes. Let's stop with the not drinking thing.
Yes.
I was so happy.
I called you.
I had to call you like.
You never call me. No, usually we just text and I'm like, oh, my first thing is something happened.
Wrong.
Yes, something happened.
Yeah. Well, something did happen. I was just so happy.
I know. I love
Holy moly. I could not believe that.
I love that.
I didn't expect him to live.
No, I know.
He didn't expect to live.
I mean, I remember seeing him and I was shocked.
Yeah.
And your sister Tiffany was shocked too
totally.
When she saw him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, could
very,
not. He was a shell of the man that he was. So it's so lovely to hear that
he was a skeleton.
So lovely to hear he's bouncing
back. And he's cooking again. He's cooking for himself and he's eating healthy.
And he said he can't even go near the alcohol.
No,
because
he says, I can't. He says, I'm just an alcoholic. Can't have it. He does meetings three times a week. On Zoom.
That's his support. So he's surrounded by a good support group.
And he says, it's a little tough because the whole culture there in Spain where he lives is, great food and then a cava. He said, but I just can't have one. So that's just it. He said, and I want to live.
Yeah.
And I don't think he wanted to live before. Whatever was going on, and he is just I mean, I was like, dude, you want to get back to work? He says, no, I don't want to get, I'm not going to go back to work. Because, you know, he's retired, yeah. basically. He has some money. He's retired.
He's just focused on his health.
Yeah. And he's traveling. He's going to be with his mom for Christmas. And he said, you know, I'm thinking maybe at the end of the next year, maybe come to Texas. I said,
would love to have him.
Love to have
him.
Oh
my gosh, that would be a miracle.
How about that?
I would love that.
Yeah. So
see the power of prayer. I'm not kidding. And we are praying for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people, a few people that mm-hmm. we know that have the demon of addiction. Mm-hmm. And we pray every day for them.
We do.
Yeah. It makes a difference for sure.
Thank you, God.
Yeah.
Good work, yo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
But God.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, but God. Exactly.
As Pastor Jimmy always says.
But God, indeed.
So a horse, a cow, and a goat walk into a bar.
Dude. So was this yesterday?
Yes, it was yesterday. You were Dr. Doolittle.
So I always take Phoebe out in the morning. And we have a front driveway, which we never drive on. Only guests come up that way. And mm-hmm. our garage is actually in the back. And we have a driveway. And we have it's like the back cave. We have a separate mm-hmm. access road. And there's maybe four houses that have access to that. One, two, three. And some trailers. It's where Bird Dog lives. Yes. Bird Dog lives mm-hmm. there too. And so Phoebe and I always go down the driveway, hang a left, and we walk. And then, you know, I say my prayers.
You hang a left, so you go down to the dead end?
We used to go right, but now we've been going left for months now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, left, whatever reason. She likes to go left, so okay, we'll go left. So we've been going left. And, you know, that's past Bird Dog's place and, you know, past all the junkyards and towards the, you know, the house at the end where they have the white horse and mm-hmm. the bull and everything. Mm-hmm. And I look, and Phoebe sees it too, like, there's a horse. Mm-hmm. On the road, a big brown mare. And I'm like, I don't know this horse because I know all the animals
around.
As
soon as you turn left, you see the horse.
And like, Phoebe's like, rrr, rrr. I'm like, Phoebe, this is not. And she's in the distance and she's slipping on the asphalt and stuff. I'm like, oh, this is not good. But she rounds the corner where the white horse is. Uh-huh. I'm like, okay, let's go check. And as I'm walking up, all of a sudden, a cow and a goat show up on the road.
And Phoebe, this is unusual.
Very unusual. And Phoebe's like, rrr, 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 what's going on? And I'm like, holy crap.
Did she start barking?
She started barking a little bit. Rrr, 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 you know, like, this is wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong. And the cow and the goat are like, pop, 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 coming towards us. Like, hey,
yeah,
hey,
like, you guys. We're coming home with you.
We're coming home. I'm like, no. Like, and I realized, okay, there's a fence down. It's obviously, there's a fence down. I don't know where the horse must be a part of it. That's new. It turns out it was new. So I'm like, I got to get the cow and the goat off the road. So I start shooing him back. And Phoebe turns into Ranch Dog. And she's like,
she's
butting the goat with her head like, bam, bam.
And really? She was taking her head and pushing the goat back.
Yeah. Not barking at this point. Just like, pushing the goat back. And I'm pushing the cow back. And Phoebe was right. She was helping me. It's like, goat's cute. And I could touch the goat. I could touch the cow. And
they're totally not afraid of people at all.
And I'm like, I was like, get back.
I know you put your wingspan up.
My wingspan up. They're like, holy crap, this guy, what is that? So they went back and then, okay.
So then you rush into the house.
No, not yet. Oh. So then I got to go check on this horse. What's going on with the horse? So they're over there. They've moved back. I see the fences down. Because there's a whole driveway and it's a mess there. It's like a junkyard with a fence with some other animals. Go around the corner. I see the mare is hanging out with the white horse across the fence. But it's a big horse. It's like a real horse. And I'm like, okay, I know enough about horses. They're going to hang out together. I don't have to worry about that. I go back. The cow and the goat come out. I'm like, no. No.
Wait, is Phoebe still with you?
Phoebe's still with me. She poops real quick. Okay, Dad, what are we doing? We walk down and they're following us. I'm like, okay, I got to get Phoebe back. And they're following us. And so I shoo them into the next pasture, which is where Bird Dog is.
Yeah.
And where there's another trailer where the guy I've waved at, I've never actually spoken to him before. So anyway, then they go off. They're in like Bird Dog's backyard. So I'm like, I bring Phoebe back. I'm like,
I know you come into the house. You're like, I gotta go back out. I gotta go get the horse, the cow, and the goat. And I'm like, what? Or not the goat. Was it a goat?
Yeah, goat. Yeah, goat. Yeah.
I'm like, wait, what? You're like, they were walking down Duderstadt.
Yeah. Now, I'm afraid that they're gonna if they go all the way down, then they get hit by something. No, we can't have this. So I go back out.
We could have had a, you know, year's supply of beef, but anyway.
Oh, please. So I go out. They're in. Now, Bird Dog hasn't been there for a while because he had a hip surgery. And then, but I have to find out whose it is. So I go to the trailer. And this, am I boring you?
No, baby. I'm sorry. You're not boring me. I love it. It's riveting. Oxygen deprivation over here.
So there's this trailer. And this is, this trailer is right out
of. Kind of sketch.
No, it's right out of a reality show. No, like, there's
Hoarders?
100 empty cat food cans. I've always known that this whoever lives there just whatever they have money, by the way, you know that. So they sold off land for millions of dollars. This guy just likes to live this way.
Yeah.
And I say, hey, anyone home? Yeah, hold on, it's your neighbor. He comes out. I said, hi, I'm out. Hey, I'm Michael. Nice guy. You know, maybe a little bit old. It's about the same age, more or less. Cowboy hat. It's like, hey, I said. He sees my jacket. I have my Marine jacket on. I says. Are you an infidel?
He actually said that. Yeah.
He says, I can read Arabic. Mm-hmm. Says, I studied Arabic because it has my name in Arabic. Mm-hmm. So we're joking about that. It was a joke. And I say, hey, listen, whose animals are here? He says, oh, I thought I heard the horse about 1 o'clock. And I was thinking of going out with my gun to go see what was going on. I'm like, okay, I like this. The guy's armed.
He's armed. Yeah. That's good.
He says, yeah, these people who own that land next door, they think they're ranchers and it's too small. And they just put the horse. I said, I thought so. Cause I haven't seen this horse. Anyway, he's texting. And then you come out as I'm walking back.
Yeah, because
back.
I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you're going to go up on somebody's property. And I know you're not armed. I didn't think you were.
I'm always armed when I go out. Oh, yes, of course. But I'm not going to shoot at my neighbors.
No, but I wasn't concerned about you shooting at them. I was concerned about them shooting you because you're going up on their property.
Honest, I checked to make sure there were no pink stakes or pink flags.
Oh, okay.
Because that's the universal do not enter.
Stay off my property.
Yeah, so there was none of that. No, and it was actually nice. And I chatted with Michael for a little bit. We were just talking about the neighborhood. Nice guy. Good to know him. I'm happy because I've waved at him 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm walking back. And of course, there's the cow and the goat following me right back out. I'm closing the
gate.
They
wanted to come home with you. So I come up and you're trying to shoo them back in. I'm trying to shoo the goat back in. And so you finally close the gate. Yeah. But there's a way for the goat to get through.
And of course, the goat walked right out and followed us home. Yeah. And then Phoebe's outside going,
I'm like, yay, we have a goat now.
The goat went home. But that was kind of exciting. It was. I loved that. You know, I just knew. I'm not going to be the guy that just lets them roam around.
No.
I got to find out what's going on here because these are someone's animals, you know?
And then I saw.
It was funny. Wow, man.
I'm so sorry. I'm not tired.
You're not tired?
It must be oxygen deprivation.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry to bore you.
You're not boring me at all.
That's just my goat story.
I wanted.
By the way, did you see how that goat was running up behind us? Brum,
brum, brum, yes.
If you don't, this is what I say about goats. Oh. If you don't look out, they will hit you right in the back of the knees and you'll buckle over. They love doing that.
Why?
That's what they do. All they do is eat grass and that. They're not the best.
Well, I did notice when I think I left to go to the store or something. I can't remember. And, I saw the guy at the end of the road. He was doing something.
With the horse? He was getting the horse?
Well, you don't usually see a guy standing in the middle of the road. No. So I assumed he was trying to get the horse. He was wrangling his.
That was a beautiful horse. Beautiful mare.
Yeah.
Brown, very chestnut.
Yeah.
Beautiful. But honestly, I agree. They've got too many animals on too small a little plot there.
Yeah.
So I'm not quite sure what's going on there. But it's not our people. It's not our neighbors. Someone owns that and they just threw their animals there. So, but I felt very, alive.
Yeah.
It was nice to deal with animals. You know, the cow was big.
Yeah.
It was not like a,
bird. Oh no,
it was a real cow.
And it liked you. It was like, dude, I like you. I'm coming home with you.
But they were buddies too.
Yeah. So crazy.
That was fun.
Hey, so did you clip the piece that I wanted you to clip from?
I sure did.
All right.
Sure did.
So I want to talk about church on Sunday. I was stressing about the seats in church. Okay.
I was stressing.
So we typically sit in the front row with Annette. So if Pastor Jimmy is not playing in the band, he's sitting next to Annette. So it's Pastor Jimmy, Annette, me, you, and there's usually an empty seat.
And then Karen and her friend, and I don't remember her friend's name.
So Karen has been going to the 9 a.m. service, standing way above us.
Yeah.
So then now I invited Brandy and Chris, and they like sitting in the front row too. And I'm like, I said, Adam, we're going to have to sit a row behind next to Willie.
I'm like, no, but Willie has people sitting next to him.
And you go, there are people sitting, because I'm not going to make Karen move her seats.
And I said, I'll go sit next to Mel.
And I,
Mel, Jesus. Yes. Yeah, I love Mel. I'd hang out with Mel.
I was really stressing about it. Like, oh my gosh, where's everybody going to sit? You're like, but we can't
I was more than ready to, you're like, but I want to sit next to my husband. Well, listen, you invited other people. So that's up to you, man. That's not me.
I guess it's a good problem to have.
Look at the quality of the problem.
Look at the quality. Yeah. Okay. So I was stressing about that. And so we're at church. And Pastor Jimmy starts to, okay, everybody knows my fear with Adam, okay? Adam is...
Irrational fear. I had a dream
that Adam was like taking over the church. He was Mr., you know, showbiz. He was up on the stage. And I was like...
I was like talking in tongues and dancing and going nuts.
He was embarrassing me.
This is not a dream. This is a nightmare. Yes. I was embarrassing you.
And so...
I'm feeling the Holy Spirit. I'm talking in tongues. I'm on stage. I'm loving it. Holy Spirit, Jesus, Jesus. And I'm embarrassing you. Seriously.
So it was my dream.
Seriously.
And so of late, Adam's been, you know, kind of vocal in church. You know, he's like amening. He's like agreeing with Pastor. He's in it. You are in it.
I'm in it. You are passionate. I'm in it. So I've been lowering the volume because you requested that. But yeah, I'm like, amen.
So Jimmy starts doing his setup. Yeah. So Jimmy is beginning his sermon. Okay.
No, he's almost 8 minutes into it.
There
was a whole bunch of preamble before that.
Okay.
The second message was different. I noticed that, but he was 8 minutes into it.
Okay, so this happens. Go ahead.
Amen and amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Thank you very much. Now, I'm just waiting for the cue, and no one has said it. Okay, I just needed one. So I say,
bring out the book.
Okay, Adam is sitting right next to me, and it may not seem loud on that clip, but it was loud. What did I do? I put my head in my hands like, oh my gosh.
First you gave me stink eyes. Stink eyes. And you listen to the rest. Let me just roll it. It's only 30 seconds, the whole thing.
Amen and amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Thank you very much. Now, I'm just waiting for the cue, and no one has said it. Okay, I just needed one. So I'm bringing out the book today, and I'm thinking we need to go big or go home.
So he brings out this huge Bible.
From what, the 17th century?
We want to hear it?
This is hurting my arm, actually. This is heavy. I want to thank Linda Blackwell for loaning me this amazing book. Let me tell you a little bit of the story behind it. Her uncle is a professor in England, in Oxford, England, and he was actually going into a bookstore over in England, and it had started to rain, and as he walked up, this book was holding the door open.
It was a doorstop.
The book is enormous.
It's from 1700 something.
It's enormous. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. It's like a Harry Potter level Bible.
It had to be, I don't know, 2 feet by very, very 18 inches.
And it's illustrated and it's just beautiful.
Yes. Yeah.
So you give me like the biggest stink eye. Now, yeah, the backstory is this.
You kept it from me.
No, I didn't. No, honestly, I didn't. So this is from Nehemiah 8.
Right. He had preached a couple weeks ago about being up on the platform holding the book up.
People found the Torah. Old Torah, mm-hmm. and the people were so excited, they would say, bring out the book.
Right.
And if you read in Nehemiah 8, they shouted, bring out the book. So he's been doing this thing and people are like, yeah, bring out the book, Pastor. You know, kind of going along with the whole thing. Now, at the Tannenbaum Ball, Pastor Jimmy told me, he said, I got this great Bible and it's fantastic. And so, you know, we need to have a bring out the book and I'm going to surprise everybody with this thing. So I was literally waiting for the cue because I didn't know when it was going to come. And I had totally forgotten about it.
Oh.
And but when we're sitting there, I'm like, oh, that's right. Because that's why I know it was 8 minutes, because I'm sitting there waiting like, because I didn't want to say it at the wrong time. I wanted to make sure he had just done the Lord's Prayer. This is a thing that we've been doing for the past couple of months.
Yeah.
Doing the Lord's Prayer, original Elizabethan English, which is interesting because it's like, it's not on earth as in heaven, but in earth as in heaven. So all these little
and
nuances.
It's not trespassers, it's debtors.
Debts. Forgive us our debts and our debtors. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so when he said, I'm waiting for the cue, I'm like, bring out the book!
I know. And it scared me because it was so loud in my left ear. And I put my head in my hands like, oh my gosh. And then you go, he wanted me to do that.
Yeah. And Ned immediately said that too. I think Damonette also said, no. You were mad.
I wasn't mad.
Lightning bolts.
I wasn't mad.
You were like trying to make me, you know, like disappear, like turn him to dust.
I wasn't mad.
You were embarrassed.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
I was shocked. I wasn't embarrassed. It was surprising to me because I didn't know that you were going to do that. And it was loud next to me.
It was loud. It was loud because it was set up. It was, you know, like, yes. Bring out the book. Like, I think the second service, other people said it.
Everybody,
he did it right at the beginning. It came much sooner at the second service. So anyway.
But it was a lovely, lovely sermon.
It was
as
great.
Always.
Yeah. And he's on fire, man. He's on fire.
Pastor Jimmy's on fire. And we encourage you to go on to the Bridge, FBG.
Yeah, go to the YouTube. If you go to YouTube, just type
BridgeFBG.
Fredericksburg Bridge Church. Yeah. It'll pop up.
So we're after church. So we have a new friend, Willie. At church?
I got it. Yes. I have to say something about this.
Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead. So Willie, I sat next to him a couple of weeks ago, actually when Brandy came for the first time.
Yes.
And Willie's behind us. And if you don't know Willie's story.
You're shaking the whole desk. Are you aware that you're doing that?
Well, this is my arm.
The microphone stand is shaking. I know you're into your story.
This is my arm.
You're using your hands.
So if you don't know Willie, you don't know his story, you'd think, well, he has, you know, severe, like
a learning disability,
of disability. Mm-hmm. And so I sat next to him a couple of weeks ago and he invited me right in. He's like, when I was 18, I had a head on accident in a VW Beetle.
You mentioned this on the last show.
Yeah. My friend who was with died. And here I am. And so that changed he's at my age. It changed my entire perspective. And he clearly there's some damage, so he's slower, but he gets all the jokes.
He's very lucid.
Because I hear him laughing. It's like half a second later than everybody, but I always hear him laughing. And then, so I always make a point of just, you know, see, to me, it's like when we were in Jersey, we had all kinds of, everyone has something, and they would make fun of me and my Tourette's, and we had, you know, Ray the Cripple, and we had nicknames for everybody.
And you always brought it up out in the open, always.
Right away.
Because I remember when we first started dating and I had a zit on my face and you looked at me, you pointed at it, you go, what's that? Yeah. I remember that.
Might as well get it out in the open. Yes. That's a very Jersey thing. That's very South Jersey. It's just the way we were. And it's good because then everyone can just laugh and we're all people and we all got something weird. Willie comes up to us after service. Go ahead. What did he say?
Yeah. So he says, we're just talking and he says, so how long have you two been married? And we said, well, 4.5 years going on 5 in May. He goes, oh, and you go, yeah, we've been together for 9 years, but yeah, married almost 5. He goes, are you two going to have any children?
Like, dude, do you know how old we are?
I'm like,
no, I don't think so.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's not in the cards.
So I was,
that would be a miracle.
So I was, I told the blonde squad in our group text, I told them that they had said that. I said, oh yeah, you know, I said, I was asked today if Adam and I were going to have a baby together. And I said, I said, gosh, the sound of a crying baby makes my ovaries drop out and roll down the hallway.
I wish I had a marble sound effect. That would be perfect. So I don't have that.
We were going back and forth, and they were like, well, are you? Are you? I mean, joking. What? They clearly know. And so then Christina Henry was talking about how Charlie wants to do that methylation DNA test that I did. And so we had a conversation about that. And so Renee pops in. She's like, I don't even know what's going on. So Christina goes.
This is all on the text message.
And Christina goes, Tina and Adam are having a baby, but Tina is having a DNA test first, and my husband Charlie wants his done. And Stephanie has had hers done as well with Dr. Hunt. Follow along, Renee.
Christina Pearl is a troublemaker, man. She is a troublemaker.
But anyway, yes, he was sweet enough to think we were young enough to have children.
So I got a message the other night as I'm walking Phoebe.
Are we having a baby?
We're not having a baby.
Okay, another dog?
So Willie is, his right hand is all messed up. His right hand, and he has he walks, but he drives himself. I know, because he told me he drives himself. I don't know his story, but his left hand is good. He has an iPhone, and the message I got was invite him to coffee.
Aww.
And so I'm going to give him my number. I said, and I'm on Sunday, and I said, Willie, text me. Let's go hang out. Let's have a coffee.
Aww.
Because look at the difference in our lives. What happened to me when I was that age, I was on television. I got this career and his life changed so dramatically, but he's still a dude.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he obviously talks complicated, but I have no problem understanding him because of just, all the languages that I've learned to interpret over it. So I can pretty much make it out. I'm like, and I got this message, like, invite him to coffee.
Oh,
so that's been on my heart, and I'm looking forward to it. And I hope he takes me up on it.
You're shaking the whole desk, and I hear a clicking sound now. You're very into your story.
Well, move the microphone a little bit away there. How's that? What is it?
I don't know.
Is it the flag?
I don't know. Everything's moving over here.
Well, I'm not going to touch anything.
It's earthquake over here. I think that's lovely, Adam. He's a lovely, lovely man. And I love hearing
that. That's exactly, because, most people are probably like, I don't know, you know how people are like, well, he's weird or difficult or,
he's different. That's all. Different. And when people are different, people are really nervous around that. But
once I had a story, I'm like, oh, this is the dude. He needs a dude hang.
I'd be very interested in hearing the rest of his story. Like what happened after that,
Yeah. Well, so, maybe just hang out and
just
talk about.
What brought you to Texas? Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to, hopefully he'll take me up on it.
Yeah. Oh, that's really sweet.
For sure we can text, so.
So shall I give everybody a health update?
Let me see. We have enough time. Sure, baby. Go for it. Health update. Another jingle.
Every day seems to be getting a little bit better. I had a little bit of a sleep problem a couple nights ago. So last night I took 2 Advil PMs and slept a glorious 8 hours.
Which I have been asking you to do for weeks. I say, please, please just catch up on your sleep. You're like, no, I'm not going to put chemicals in my body. And you did it.
Good for you. I was good at the point of desperation. Yeah. So things are slowly getting neat. I sent in my DNA test, so I'm excited to see about the methylation.
Guess what? You're 1% Ashkenazi Jew.
Yes.
Guaranteed.
Isn't everybody?
Guaranteed.
But so I get these glimpses of energy though. Mm-hmm. I started cleaning out our medicine cabinet.
First of all, Friday night, Tannenbaum Ball, you were full of energy.
Yes.
You were radiant.
I hit it on the high.
It was the girl I married. You were just all excited and you were, and I was almost like, have you been drinking? Because you're like really happy. Like, no, she really hadn't had anything.
No.
It was just wonderful.
It was so nice to wake up the next morning and not be like, oh my gosh, I ate too much sugar.
None of that. No.
But no, so I get these little bouts of energy. And so I started cleaning out your medicine shelf.
Well,
oh my gosh.
What did you find?
You are a squirrel. You have stuff in there. You have doubles of things that you don't even know that, and you're like, I'm out of vitamin D. There's 3 bottles of vitamin D in there. What is that?
Well,
do you forget that you?
Yeah,
you know, it's just like it's like the Neosporin that you bought, like the 3 different kinds.
I'd rather have too much than not enough. Honestly,
you don't even know what you have.
Well, I have enough. I have enough of whatever it is. Whenever you say, do you have any other? Yeah, I might have something with some of that still left. I, you know, yeah, I had a little bit of too much of everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I haven't gotten any new supplies for a long time because I really only take the D3.
Well,
and the,
there's so many unopened bottles. I don't, yeah. I mean, they were still well, in the box.
That's the Ginkgo Forte and that stuff, which is good. I mean, if I ever feel foggy, then I can take that before the show. But I have, ever since I stopped smoking and ever since I have the Lord. I don't need much more.
You're a different man.
I can't have any. I don't. Please slow down. I got enough energy as is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for cleaning that up. It was. It's nice. Everything fits on the carousel now.
I know.
It's perfect.
I know. It's all organized, perfect. Right?
Hey, do you have a God shot?
I do.
Because Sir TJ the Wrathful has heard our pleas, and he just, I mean, I he just came out swinging with all kinds of stuff.
I wish I told him this. I sent him an email and I said, I wish I could transport back to Nashville and give him a big hug.
He also sent a beautiful note. And, you know, I have a weakness for mail carriers, no matter what. They're big podcasting people. Mm-hmm. And I just, and you know, it's a constitutional job. I mean, it's in the Constitution, the post office, and I love the U.S. mail.
But the U.S. government does not take care of
it. They need better leadership, for sure. But anyway, so just as an example. So we got all this kind of stuff. I mean, he's got tons of cool stuff. But
yeah, so he did a KYBO, which is Keep Your Buckets Overflowing for Pastor Jimmy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the one that we really needed.
It's time for Tina's God Shot.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tina's God Shot.
I love how I keep adding segments to our show.
You're the producer, mate. You're the executive producer.
I know. I just need to learn how to push those buttons. All right. Next week, I'm going to do the intro.
All right.
I'm going to hit the donut hole. The donut hole. Okay. Is it the donut hole?
Yeah, close enough. Okay. You hit that donut hole, girl.
Okay, my God Shot. Now, as I said before, these God Shots are based on, I'm almost done with the whole Bible, which I'm super excited. So I am in the New Testament. I just finished 1 Timothy, finished Colossians, Philippians.
Don't look at me. I mean, I don't know all the order like you. You're the expert.
Romans. Anyway, so my God Shot, so my friend Julie and Ashley and I, we all read it together and then we send off something that really, you know, struck us. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So my God Shot, and this just happened to me too. So it's about judgment and it's Romans 14:13, which is therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in the way of a brother or sister. Mm. And so my thoughts that I sent to Julie and Ashley were this. I keep thinking about the man with a beard and a full face of makeup at the Nordstrom cosmetic counter because I'm so confused by this. And I really am. I can't reconcile.
I know exactly which dude you're talking about.
I can't reconcile it. And I said, or the countless people who walk aimlessly in front of me at the airport and how frustrated I get because they're not paying attention. It's at these times I have to stop passing judgment, stop the rude comments going on in my head, and remind myself they are all God's children. Mm. This needs to be played on loop in my brain because I sin often, falling into judgment about the stupidest, littlest things. So I loved that scripture because it's so easy to fall into that. But if you take your mind right back to, these are all God's children. Mm. It really diffuses it. It really does. It's not for me to figure out
what their
the
deal
confusion.
Is.
Yeah. That's not for me to do that. And so that is my God Shot. It's about judgment.
Beautiful.
Okay. You want to add anything to that?
No, I love your God Shots. I love it when you read them to me in the morning. It's always a favorite. I mean, every morning was like, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my love.
You asked me what my God Shot today was. Do you want me to?
Only under one condition.
Yeah.
I get to play the jingle again.
Oh. It's time for Tina's God Shot.
A bonus God Shot.
bonus God Shot.
I like the added voice over
you're
there.
You're welcome.
So this is 1 Timothy 4:16. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. And so I said, I finally got a good night's sleep with the help of Advil PM, but man, the enemy worked so hard to take control of me. I started to dip into self-loathing because of my lack of progress with my weight, and all I heard was, get into my word, get into my word. So I opened my Bible and I read 1 Timothy. I was fighting it though. And I was fighting. I was like, I just don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. And this scripture reminds me to be on constant guard. Wrong beliefs lead me down a dark, sinister path. I can see it so clearly, and the enemy is so strong, but not stronger than God. Staying true to Jesus and keeping my eyes on him rescues me. Doing my Bible study this morning is just what I needed. God knew that, and that's why he was nudging me. It completely changed my perspective around. And I remember when Annette was struggling, this was a while back, and she was in tears about something. And she said she opened up and went to scripture right away. And God was like, it was the Holy Spirit saying, get into God's word, get into his word, get into his word.
And it was interesting because we went out to dinner with David and Karen last night. And so, you know, David, the surgeon general, he's actually an ER doctor. Mm-hmm. I've been out with him, and even at the Tannenbaum Ball, people come up to him and say, thank you for saving my life.
Yes.
And this is the kind of guy he is. And he's very humble.
Yes.
Very
lovely. You know. They are lovely. Yeah. I love them so much.
So while she's running me around, introducing me as Fredericksburg next mayor, you know, so we go out to dinner. It's long planned because, you know, he has a pretty busy schedule. And Karen says, Tina, your light is dimmed.
Yes, she said that to me.
And I think that triggered something in you. You know, you were like, yeah, you know, it's because you had already been thinking about how what is happening health-wise, that's the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, she planted that. She said that to me.
I think it was really good. I mean, mm-hmm. She really noticed something. It was very good what she said.
Yeah.
But then what happened at
dinner?
Oh,
my gosh.
So there's this family sitting next to us. There's like eight people at two tables.
Yeah.
Eight people, nine people.
Mm-hmm.
And
talk about going into the restaurant and sitting. That's a key point.
Yeah. So no guy wants to sit with his back towards the door. And it's a very small table.
And you're always packing.
And I'm like, don't worry, David. I got your back. I can see everything. I'm packing. It's just the guy thing.
Yeah.
Certainly in Texas. And, you know, and so he's sitting kind of with his back to the door. But it's not where
it's not where
he wanted to sit.
Yeah.
But it was just, and I was kind of stuck in a corner. It's all right. It was fine. We're having a good time. And we're eating. And all of a sudden, this little girl, 8 or 9 years old, maybe.
Oh, maybe 7, I think.
She walks past him and he notices something. She was choking.
Yeah. No sound coming out of her.
But he noticed that immediately. And within it was beautiful to see within seconds, he's got her, he's whipping her head back, looking at her, bam, 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 banging her on her back and whatever. It got dislodged and she can breathe. And we're just all like, oh my God.
We were all stunned.
The fact that he was sitting right there, that he was able to notice it, that he immediately got to her. And then the family, the mother said, this is why we always pray. Oh my God. We're all like, God is good. God is good. It was like, you know, 10, 12 people just talking about God and how we're so happy that he was there watching over us. It was phenomenal. What an amazing moment that was.
We were all like, whoa. I mean, we're not used to that at all.
And Dave was like, just save another life. You know, that's what I do. That's what I do.
And you and I were like, oh my gosh.
But I mean, his training, everything that he does, just like, boom. And he like looked at her again. No, it's still a lot. Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah.
Back and bam. And it's just like, whoa.
Because she got up and she was buckled over and she was running to her mom.
Yeah, yeah.
And he saw her, mom did.
He grabbed her. Bam, yeah.
But the whole thing about where he was sitting.
Exactly.
Because if you were in his spot and he was in yours.
He would have had to climb over me. It would have been horrible.
It was.
Yeah.
And that's God. That is God.
Amazing.
We were so like.
And the family too. They were just like. They were all kind of shell shocked. You're like, and the mom said, you know, this is why I always tell my girls, this is why we pray. Whenever we go anywhere, we pray.
Yeah.
And God was looking after us.
Yeah. It was pretty amazing. It was pretty amazing.
God is good all the time.
I'm telling you, all the time, God is good.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
That was a good moment.
Yeah, I mean, just leading up to the holidays, there's just so much to be thankful for.
I wanted to give a quick shout out to one of the Dorfels, another Dorfel. There's only 100 of them.
How many Dorfels are there?
So this is Tom Dorfel.
Tom? Yes,
Tom and his wife, Cheryl.
And, is Cheryl's the mom? Isn't Cheryl the mom?
Let me see. I guess
sent us that beautiful hand. Yes,
I think you're right. So this is Papa Dorfel then?
TJ, can you shed some light on this?
Anyway, he sent a beautiful note. And he's loving what's happening because, you know, Boost the Grand Ball, the whole Valley Music thing is really,
that's blowing up.
Well, without those guys, I mean, the Dorfel verse is what really makes it all so special. They live in the Keys. I just want to say hi because I sent such a beautiful note.
I don't think Cheryl, doesn't she at the Nashville meetup. Isn't her name Cheryl?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Who can keep track of the Dorfels?
I know. There's no way. There's so many of them. They're populating the earth.
But he's telling me, so they lived on their bus for 6 years, doing, you know, gigs and everything they could. And they were pretty much had given up on everything.
Mm.
And then, you know, this Value for Value, which I can't take credit for. There's a lot of people working on this. Value for Value Music stuff comes and everyone's reignited and energized. And he said, a real reason for staying in the Keys wasn't because we could live in paradise and play music. Providence called us to Keys Vineyard, a breath of fresh air to over 400 churches we played during our family bluegrass gospel career. Aww. Our pastor Steve and your pastor Jimmy are cut from the same cloth, being fantastic teaching pastors. And he says, living paycheck to paycheck is humbling. I'm head of building and maintenance now at Keys Vineyard with my son-in-law as my boss and the church worship leader with Kimberly, our daughter, that we've admired and been acquainted with extraordinary people like yourself. Cheryl and I dream of visiting Fredericksburg once you're mayor and our family is booked at one of the music venues.
Oh, nice.
You got it.
So
I wanted to say hi because the Dorfels are just, what a beautiful family and beautiful music they make.
And
thank you,
TJ, again for making the God Shot.
Yes. And more.
He's done so much more.
He has, yes.
Yeah. So should we thank a few people?
I think we should. These people are known as cork soakers.
Yes.
Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
Let's hear from them, shall we?
We got to hear from those cork soakers now.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
We are a Value for Value podcast. You can send us time, talent, treasure. We love it all. If you get any value from what we're doing here once a week, remember, there's always good wine tips. You know, you can always go to curryingthekeeper.com. That we always have the wine that we're drinking front and center. We have a donation page. And we want to start with the P.O. box, because the P.O. box was just filled with beautiful cards and notes and all kinds of great stuff.
Yes, I do. We did get an email, though, from... oh my gosh, let me see if I can find it.
I have all the emails.
Oh shoot.
Which one are you looking for? Eliza?
Chris Cochran.
Oh no, I don't have that one.
He has an idea that he wanted to pass along, and he said, "What if we did a daily devotional based on wine?" And I'm like, I haven't answered him yet. Did you see that email?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh,
no.
It didn't come to you. I'm going to send it along to you.
A daily devotional based on wine?
Yes, he said, what came to mind was this, a daily devotional that walked you through intentionally drinking a glass of wine and reflecting on a spiritual area of your life, like a daily guided meditation where the various elements of tasting the wine are triggered for various thought patterns. There's only one problem, Chris. Adam is the only one that drinks wine every day.
I'm the only daily wine drinker.
He's the only one that drinks wine every day.
I got to tell you, I have so many daily devotionals that I have to read that I just go through every day that I don't know if I could handle writing one. Well, it's not easy.
Anyway, I thought that was really cute. I love that. We'll have to kind of toss that around. Anyway, so yes, let's go through the P.O. box. So today, like Adam had mentioned, we received so many amazing holiday cards. Mm. We got one from Inga, who was in our 75 Heart group. She's had a baby girl.
Yeah.
And so I finally got to see the picture of the baby girl. And
they're both, they're UPS drivers, yes. Right? Mm-hmm. And so they had a little baby girl with a little UPS hat, a little UPS band. Yes. That was so cute. So
thank you everybody for sending us cards, and we'll be better. And hopefully next year we'll send cards.
You know, as grandparents to be, which is very hard because we don't have any grandkids on the way, nothing in the pipeline. We're just jonesing for baby pictures.
I know.
Send us your baby pictures. Yeah. Oh, cute.
Yeah. So I received this mug and there was no card in it. And it's
I'm thinking that's Pastor Combsy. What was on the
mug? It says he's where the joy is.
I have a feeling it's from his wife.
Whoever sent the mug, please let me know so I can thank you properly. And let's see, I've got a couple things here. So oh my gosh, we got a bevy of treasure from Dodge and Dame Mimi. Of note, they sent us a 2016 Malbec.
Yes.
Which is a nice bottle of wine.
Don't touch it. That's for Christmas.
I'm like, keep your mitts away from it.
Very nice.
And then a bunch of trinkets he sent, like a Bush Cheney bumper sticker and some pins.
Hilarious.
He sent some cups and he sent the Navigator's compass. What is that for?
Well, that's an old school naval compass where you actually plot things out. It looks like World War II because he sent me some Nimitz stuff.
Yes.
Of course, we have the Nimitz Museum here.
Yes.
So that it looks like an actual artifact from World War II. I'm not sure. I'd love to know the story behind it.
Yeah.
So it seems like it might be a family thing. So yes. If it is, please let me know. Yeah. I treasure that kind of stuff. Yes. I really love, particularly that kind of stuff is great.
We have an associate executive producer, Tony Helfs.
Yes.
H-E-L-F-S-T.
Helps.
And her note was, can't express how much I enjoy your show. I'm so glad you are weekly. You really lift my spirits with your positive messages about your faith. Thank you. And it was a lovely card with scripture in it.
$50. Thank you.
Yes. You'll bring that up on.
Yeah.
And then we again got the Maker's Mark label.
Yeah.
So we need, I guess I should go out and buy a bottle so I could put it on there, right?
Yes. It's cool.
And then, C. Allen Paul.
Mm. This was funny.
This was funny. Okay, so he sent us this book, and I knew he was gonna send it.
Now he wrote these, right?
Allen C. Paul, not C. Allen Paul.
It's 21 devotionals for creatives. I think is what it is. Yeah,
your art, God's heart, a 21-day devotional for creatives. Yes, it's Allen C. Paul, not C. Allen Paul. So anyway, he includes a picture, and we're looking at the picture, and we're like,
we know the guy, we remember him.
But I'm like, when
did we take this picture?
We were racking our brain. This is how bad our memory is. I'm like, when was this? And we finally figured it out. It was at the
Spark Media Awards. Like, oh, yes. Because you're like, I was wearing that. And he's like, no, it wasn't an Austin meetup. It wasn't there. And then finally we figured it out. Because now I remember. There were so many people who we met there.
Oh, and I'm excited to read this because now that I have gone through the whole Bible, not that I remember all the scripture, but I remember enough to where I can, it's good. I can make that.
And we each have our own copy.
No. We have our own copy of this one.
Oh, that's a different one.
Yes.
Oh,
so we also got from Dave Stradling, 25 Invitations of Christmas, an Advent devotional. And he said, Adam and Tina, I wanted to send over 2 copies of my Advent devotional that I just released. May it bring you more peace, hope, love, and joy. Gene from Armonk hit me in the mouth a little while back, and I'm thankful he did. Merry Christmas, Dave.
Aww.
So this is a lovely book, too. I love, and there's he put in bookmarks, too. Oh, and there's places to write. So anyway, and we're excited to get into that.
How about, because we're going to do a 5-day fast, which we're doing a removal of stuff fast. We're not going to.
Yeah, the Bridge Church is doing a church-wide fast.
How about we read from that?
Oh,
because we're going to give up TV. Not that we watch a lot of TV, but we watch.
Oh yeah, what are you giving up? We talked about this.
Social media. I'm just my phone. I'm giving up my phone in the
You're
evening.
Not even on social media. No, so
but I'm going to give up my phone.
Count.
Yeah, but I look at my phone. I'm going to give up my phone for the evening.
At night too. No more blue light.
No blue light. Lovely. I just want to read paper.
Okay.
I just want to read paper. So every night, you know, I read. We do like a spin the wheel. So I have the study Bible.
Spin the scripture wheel.
I have the study Bible app on my phone, and it literally has like a wheel kind of thing to select the book and the chapter.
Yeah.
So I just spin it and like click, 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 and grab this. Although sometimes I prepare it.
Well, there's also daily devotionals that the church put together. So we need to do that as well.
Yeah, we're going to do that. But I look forward to reading from paper. I want to read from where I'm reading. I'm doing paper.
All right.
Off digital, I'm on paper.
And off television?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, no problem.
So I'm off social media, off television, and I'm giving up coffee.
Okay, you're insane. I love Jesus and everything, but I'm not giving up my coffee.
I'm giving up coffee. I can't do a 5-day fast because of my
the food thing is difficult, my thyroid
and everything. I can't give up food. Yeah. I don't want to mess up.
So it's more like a Lent thing. We're giving some stuff up.
Yes, so that we could feast on
the word. Yeah, yes. On the word. Yeah. Definitely.
So if anybody's interested in doing that with the church, it's going to be January 8th through the 12th.
By the way, for the many people who have asked, living up in a down world is just they're moving a lot of stuff around. They're very busy, so they will be back next week with another episode. People are very concerned.
I know.
Like I know. Where's the episode? What happened? What happened? What's going on?
I know. We're their PR agency now.
It's okay. They're coming back with another episode next week. It's on the way, people. It's all good. We have such crossovers. Crazy. It's really insane. Anything else from the PO box you want to mention?
Sarah. Oh my gosh.
Sarah H. Yes.
Yes. She sent from the UK. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. And she sent a lovely card and also donation. She sent a really long note, but the one thing I wanted to read, let me see, hold on. Make sure I got this right. I guess I'll read the whole thing. ITE, Tina and Adam.
Oh.
In the evening.
Yes.
Thank you for the way you talk so openly about your faith. It's extremely inspiring for a new believer like me. First heard 2 Timothy 4 verse 3 discussed on living up in a down world and again on currying the keeper. If only the Church of England would pay attention to it because it no longer seems to be putting up with sound doctrine and its itching ears are certainly listening far more to culture than to scripture these days. Yeah. Discovering that verse through you led me to discuss it with the minister at my church. He was concerned that his sermon on the 7th commandment was too strong. God really does bring things to light just when they're needed. Another very important thing I've learned through you both is, of course, to KTLD.
KTLD. Hold on a second.
Come on, dude.
I'm sorry. There we go. I was into the message. I forgot my job.
Said, please accept my small treasure of 24.03 pounds. It's pounds, right?
Well, that's for
2 Timothy 4, verse 3.
Now, I believe it's the same Sarah H. who sends me a compendium of stories from the UK, which are also universal and not just UK news, at least 2 times for every No Agenda episode. And I love,
she
gives me so much information. It is just beautiful. She is a big help. She gives a lot of time and talent.
She says, may I be decanted?
Well, of course. Hold on. Here you go.
You've been decanted.
Yes.
I look forward every week to your inspiring words. Love is lit, Sarah. It's so cute. And this paper, she says, does Adam recognize this paper? It's made of cow dung. And it's shaped like
a pig.
Yeah. This is so sweet. Thank you, Sarah. We hope you have a beautiful Christmas. Yeah. So those were just some of the treasures. I mean, you got treasures for No Agenda too. And people were just...
Lots to talk about.
Oh my gosh. We are so blessed by this community. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it is. It's
so lovely.
It's that feedback that really makes it easy to do the show every single week.
Yes, it's so lovely.
Here's the treasure that came in. I did not get a note, but our executive producer with $100 is John Fuller.
I got a note.
Oh, you got a note from John Fuller?
Let me see.
Oh, thank goodness, because I did not see a note from John Fuller.
One second. Is it Fuller or Fulton?
I thought it was Fuller. John Fuller?
John Fuller, I have it.
Okay.
In the evening.
In the evening!
After listening for some time, I finally donated old school via PayPal. Please give me a decanting.
Yes, another one. Love it.
You've been decanted.
Thank you.
Tina, sorry for your health issues, but thanks for about your experiences in episode 67. I'm I made sure my wife heard your comments about genetic testing as she has had a mess of things going haywire over the years. Hopefully you both will see improvement in 2024. Also, Adam loved your creation of the word carbivore. That's what he is. He's a carbivore.
I'm a carbivore, baby.
Praying for you all to enjoy lovely Christ-centered and Merry Christmas. Grace and peace. John Fuller, a.k.a. one of the Focus guys.
From Focus on the Family? Yes, of course.
Disclaimer, most syntax errors and any inexplicable or indecipherable language are likely provided by Siri's voice translation services.
Okay. We understand, believe
Thanks
me.
Thanks so much. I totally, yeah, of course I remember John from
we met him at the
Spark Media.
Yes, nice.
Aww.
Focus dudes.
Thank you so much, John. We appreciate it.
And they're serious dudes over there. Thank you, John. Then we have another executive producer. In this case, I think it's from Eliza. I think that would be appropriate.
You have to tell them who Eliza is.
Eliza is Michael Anastasio's dog.
Can I say gorgeous dog?
Beautiful
and
dog.
And I want to know, we got his Christmas card today. How yes. do you get that dog to sit in front of the tree and smile?
Yeah. Phoebe hates the camera.
As soon as we pull it
camera,
out.
The camera, she's like, no pictures. No pictures, please.
Like she was a celebrity or something and she can't, you know, be around the paparazzi.
Here's the note that Eliza wrote. Young couple and Phoebe. Apparently, with no opposable thumbs or a bank account, I can't do this on my own, so I had to ask my dad for help. As a pup in good standing with Vineyard Nation, I'm honored to offer the first four-legged Friends of Phoebe donation. I like that. Four-legged Friends of Phoebe donation. Very happy my girlfriend is getting her Barbie waist back and has found two loving parents like you. Share God, share love, and share treats from Eliza. And P.S., I have attached a photo to prove that I'm not Brian.
And she is adorable.
And I might add, Phoebe wrote a note back.
Oh, yes.
I have a copy of that here.
Uh-huh.
Eliza, you are one pretty pup, and I love that we are girlfriends. This is where it's come to, people. That smile on your face shows me you're showered with lots of love, belly scratches, and treats. Same for me, but the treats are minimal as I'm enduring my weight loss journey. Even though it's hard, I really do need to shed a few more pounds, and so far I'm having great success. You are now the OG four-legged Friends of Phoebe. Goes perfectly with your dad's OG salmon. Yay. Yes, indeed. My parents want to thank you and your dad for the generous donation and all the love you send our way. We are truly blessed to have you. We hope you have a beautiful Christmas surrounded by God, family, and friends. Love from Phoebe and my parents.
Aww.
Yes. Good job, Phoebe.
I know, Phoebe.
Oh,
who knew she knew how to type?
Then we have associate executive producer Tony Helfs, as we just said. Yes. Also, Mac Tank with $49.99. Yes. Thank you, Mac Tank. Then we have a Striper Boost from Ryan Tierney. He says, wishing you a very Merry Christmas as we celebrate our Savior's birth.
Yes.
Katie Trimble comes in with her monthly $25.33. There's Sarah H. with her 24 pounds and three pence,
yes,
as we say. Then with 33,444, remember, you can do this through a modern podcast app. Go to podcastapps.com. Mm-hmm. It's all the rage. All the kids are doing
it.
Be hip.
Cool
Surprise
kids.
Your
cool
own
kids.
Children. Yes. Send us Satoshis and they count. 1x5 for your salmon yay status. And it's Sir Brian with an I.
Oh, Sir
who
Brian.
Says, Merry Christmas to all of Vineyard Nation and to those who have not immigrated here yet. Cross the border. We welcome you with open arms and Cabernet. If you need any last minute gift ideas, we're running a special until Sunday for the low, low price of your choosing to decant a family member. Show your love for them all and we'll remember you as someone who kicks puppies.
What?
And buy something from Sketchy Cuts. Thanks to everyone for tolerating me for almost 2 years. You're welcome in the evening, y'all.
In the evening!
Brian always with the jokes.
Oh, Brian's a good guy.
Then with a full-on stack of threes, 33,333, the one and only Pastor Jimmy.
You know what? Has he added up his Satoshis? I'm sure they
get... I think they're salmon yays, too.
You know, we need to confirm that.
Well, we're seeing them on Christmas for dinner, so we are happy to give them.
Yes,
you got to do your own accounting, people.
Yeah,
it's the honor system.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they're there. I so enjoy our ongoing conversations about God, the world, and other things. Speaking of wingspans, I did notice yours at the bridge today. I'm so cognizant of it now. I'm trying like put my hands up straight up in the air because if I do it to the side, I think I'm blocking the cameras. I'm hitting you on the head, like, you know. Willie behind me is going, "Yo, dude, can you lower the wings? I can't see anything." Did you know that the bird with the largest wingspan is the wandering albatross, Diomedea exiguilans, of the Antarctic oceans? No, I didn't. No. Thanks for the education.
Did you get that from ChatGPT? You're by right. Chance?
I'm sure he did. The largest dimensions found in this species are an approximate head to tail length of 1.44 meters or 4.7 feet and a wingspan of 3.65 meters or 12 feet. Oh. You're in good company, my brother. And of course, he winds up with "Love you both, KTLD and KYBO."
Keep the lid down.
KYBO.
Keep your buckets overflowing. $7 from Michael Hall. Thank you, brother. We appreciate that. Lemon Marengo with 5,000 sats. Thank you.
That's Kate. That's not Serial Killer Kate.
Oh, is that not Serial Kate from Chicago?
I believe so. Yes, I believe so.
She says, "Thank you both for opening your hearts and minds and sharing your journey with us. My life is better with you two in it."
Oh,
that's beautiful. 4343 from Studio 2 Rocks says, "I wonder if it's that solar flare that affected us, you guys in New Jersey dialect." He's doing a New Jersey dialect. I don't know. Sir Vince of the Pacific Northwest says, "Hope y'all are feeling better with 3333. Thank you. We are. We're feeling much better. Back We're all normal. Good. A straight sack of Richards, 1111. A boost of bones for Phoebe for Christmas.
Oh,
from Boober. Fuber says, "Thank you for the great shows."
Thank you.
The Rick 777, a mini striper. Thank you. No note. And then finally, Ash in Texas with 333. "Following along on your health journey, Tina, as a double MTHFER myself."
Oh,
"hope you get the answers you need. I'm still trying to figure it all out as well. Off to listen to Gary Brecka. Thanks. And in the evening, yo."
In the evening.
Ash in Texas.
Wow.
There you go. You are not alone. You are not alone. Thank you all so much for supporting us with your time, your talent, your treasure. Go to curryingthekeeper.com. You can you can see all the latest episodes, of course, and donation page and all the good stuff is there. And sign up for the newsletter.
Yeah, for sure.
Because then you'll get the latest and you'll be reminded when we have a show, which is good to know.
Yeah, every week. I'm like Monday. I'm like, oh man.
Oh my goodness.
Right, no Lunar.
Do you have anything else, or can we go straight to the?
I'm done. You got anything on your list?
No.
Know what?
Here it goes. Yes, it is.
The question of the week.
The real question is: will I participate at all? Do I even want to do this stupid question?
What?
Thank you, TJ, for the shortened version. Yes. Question of the week, everybody. And this is not something we've rehearsed.
Stupid question.
I'm kidding. This is not rehearsed. I do not know the question of the week. And Tina is going to lay it on us right now.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
What was the most fun you had in the past year during 2023?
The most fun?
The most fun.
Oh my God, every single day is fun with you.
Oh, come on, don't.
Well, I think I would have to say April 12th was just such an exhilarating, fun day when I got baptized and you were there, and I was just in my study Bible in the back this morning. I noticed there was the picture with my little with my little certificate. And I see you with your hands. I see Pastor Jimmy. I see Pastor Jeff, Pastor Russ. I see Tommy behind me. And I see the grin on my face. I would say that had to be the most fun. I mean, I have fun every single day, but that comes to mind. Mm-hmm. There you go. It was an amazing, amazing day for me.
That's good.
How about you?
You know, it was hard. There was a lot of great moments.
Fun, I would hope. Yeah.
I would have to say top of the list was being on a boat with your whole family in Italy.
Not a bad one.
That was, to be also surrounded with such joy and love.
That was fun.
In God's beautiful setting on that blue water with the rock formations around us. And
can I change mine to that?
No. I took it.
You did. It was, good one.
It was a hard one because we've had so many moments this year that I've treasured
so much. We are so blessed, Tina Marie Curry.
I don't take that for granted.
We are so blessed every single day. I mean, it was also fun flying to Houston with Pastor Jimmy and Dame Annette. Yeah, that was fun.
Oh, it was fun flying to Nashville. No, it wasn't.
Oh, no, it wasn't. That wasn't fun at all.
I never did get that piece of jewelry.
Oh, have you opened your Christmas gift yet? No, I don't think so.
Oh, anyway, yes, it's been a very, very blessed, it has been a great filled year. Year.
When we come back, we're gonna do one on the next Wednesday, right? After you take the kids to Austin?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll come back.
Okay. Oh, so I'm super, super, super excited. Yes. My daughter, Ellen, arrives on Sunday.
She's not your daughter. Seen her. She's my stepdaughter.
I said my daughter.
I know, she's my stepdaughter.
And your stepdaughter.
Yeah, I was just saying.
Arrives on Sunday with her boyfriend.
Very excited.
And I have not seen Ellen for over a year. Mm. And so
we have 1 out of 3 here for Christmas. That's a good score.
Yeah.
It's better 33%, than nothing.
Yes, it's better 30, than 33%. We've had a couple Christmases where it was just nothing, me and
nobody
you.
Shows it. Yeah. Well,
and now we're going to have a house full on Christmas because Pastor Jimmy and Annette are going to be here fun. And their daughter Faith and her husband Brandon and Ellen and Jesse and me and you.
Man, it's going to be off the hook.
Yeah, we're going to tie one on.
Oh, okay. Sure.
No, so.
One more thing?
Yes.
I love you so much.
Oh, I love you too, babe.
What a good life we have.
I feel very, very blessed.
And we only can...
And it's because of all of Vineyard Nation, too.
Yes, exactly. Vineyard Nation, you are the cherry on top.
Thank you to all the cork soakers out there.
See you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Vineyard Nation! In the evening!
Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.